All right, my dears, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our mastermind call. It is, what is it? What is our date here?
I think it's the 7th, July 7th.
I know this. This is my kid's birthday. I've done that. I have a son who's turning 32 today. It's so strange.
What?
My daughter.
Happy birthday.
My daughter will be 30 this month too. It's like, wow, I have kids in their 30s. Hello, Anne, welcome. And whoever's behind the scenes on the phone, I don't know who that is. Who is that 301? Kiki's hopping on, letting everybody get on here. Great to see everybody. Great to be with all of you. Alrighty, let me just close that down. All right. Okay, wonderful to be here with all of you. And we're just coming through the other side of the eclipse. the eclipse shifts, which have been interesting, have shaken things up. And now that Mercury is just today moving into Gemini, we are going to start to get some clarity. It hasn't been a super clear period of time. As I had said before, we need to let the dust settle after the storm till we can see things more clearly. The new moon we're having on the 9th, I will hopefully get your update done today. Anyway, it'll be posted on the member site soon, hopefully tomorrow morning. And it's really a new moon that is about clarity after the storm as well, in a whole other way. And it'll really help us to align with our milestones, our intentions, our goals. I don't love the word goals so much, but it has that ability to laser in on something. And with the times we've been going through and the energy we've been going through, it has not been a time of lasering in on anything. It has been, you know, things have been moving and shifting. For those of you I have been in conversation with, I know things have been mixed up and all around. And, you know, it's kind of like that, the Christmas snowball that's been shaken up and like, where are all those flakes going to land? It hasn't been a time of knowing exactly that. At the same time, it's been a time of really big transformations. And so anywhere you've been feeling question marks or, wow, that's interesting, or I'm not sure, should I go with that or not? That is interesting. All of that's going to start to reveal itself, but everything that has gotten shaken up in your world, I know there's been lots of internal stuff that's gotten shaken up for me. It's going to start to land, and the things that don't land, but maybe caught your interest and maybe you went down some tangent or something, those things have helped you shift and change in some way. So, you know, this was a time of sort of entertaining everything. And as the path is getting clear, because that last eclipse was a change in direction, solar eclipse, change in direction in Taurus, in that area of your chart. So that's, and whether you have planets there as well. So that's, we're going to start to see some clarity. And through this new moon, again, because of where the new moon is, the nakshatra it's in, Punarvasu, it's really symbolized by the bow and the arrow, and it's really that arrow. And where are we shooting that arrow? It's actually a very auspicious placement, and there's a lot of grace that comes with it. And it follows, it's a nakshatra luna mansion that follows Ardra, which is one that represents storms anyway. So it's really interesting that this is the first new moon after the solar eclipse, and the solar eclipse, of course, was a big storm. And now this is just naturally the energy of this new moon is, okay, here's the calm after the storm. Where's your target? Where are you going? So it's really a beautiful time to get more clear on your on where you are going. And with that, and I'll talk more about that into the new moon update, but I guess what I want to bring to you around that is, remember, this is a soul sourced place. Any mental agendas you're trying to push will not work. They won't hold up under this energy. So that's a good thing. So if you're trying to move anything forward, it's just not going, or it's crumbling, or you just don't have it in you for it. or you thought you did and you committed to it and you're like, I don't know, that's okay. It's a sifting and sorting process that we're in. Let fall what needs to fall so that you can, you know, see that clear path all the way through. So yeah, it's an exciting time. I'm ready for there to be a little bit more clarity, and it can show up for you in a lot of different ways. It can show up for you in the way of like, I'm really looking for clarity on how I take these next steps in my business. It can show up that way. It could also show up like, wow, there's just something in me. And I thought I knew this part of me, but now I don't know. You know, it can be that really deep internal kind of transformation that's going on that we could call confusion, but it's not really. It's just that things are transforming and shifting. So remember, you are exactly where you need to be right now. You're in the perfect place for the next place you're going, exactly where you need to be. It's not that you should have already been there, or you know, your timeline is wrong or anything. You're exactly, just exactly where you should be right now. So for those of you who just popped on, welcome, welcome. And I was just talking a little bit about the energy now coming in with the new moon and clarity coming. And I won't go over all of that again. You can listen to the recording of this. It'll be on the member site tomorrow morning, actually. And I'm doing the new moon update for you, which I'll recap some of that. I also have a new team member. His name is Ariel. And so if you end up seeing Team Solutionary Ariel, you know, if he's posting something or whatever, he's a delight and he's been just helping me with all the basics so that things are more timely on the back end of things, and Crystal's staying on for the bigger type stuff that we do with the change in member site and things like that. But Ariel is taking on the tasks and stuff, and he's gotten up to speed and I'm giving him more things. And again, he's super great. So if you see him around, that's... I had the intention of having a woman and everything led to him. So I trusted that. And again, he's been absolutely perfect for what I need right now. So that's great. All right. So we are going to jump right in. There's so much that I want to share with you, bring to you. That's kind of the time it's been for me, is just like huge downloads, so much more that I want to share and teach, and that'll all be coming appropriately at the perfect time. I've had to be patient as well through this very transformational time. But as always, I'm going to allow you all to jump in. And it always leads to the things that I had on, you know, came up with on my download of things I wanted to bring to you. So it always works out perfectly that way. And I want to make sure I get to anything and everything that you have. So again, great to see all of your beautiful faces, whether I get to see the live moving one or your gorgeous picture, it's all perfect. Okay. All right. So I'm just noticing Karen's got a couple chats here. Okay, great. Wonderful. So whoever would like to jump in, I know some of you have to hop off earlier, so make sure you jump in sooner. Okay. But let's just go ahead and dive right in. Love to hear what's up for you, what I can support you with, and what you just need a soul sourced feminine community to share with.
I'm always happy to jump in. I was very much connecting to what you were saying. I think that where I'm in is in this, it's good and it's weird. It's the best way that I can describe it. It's like I can feel my whole sense shifting in a good way. And I can feel things are changing, yet I'm like, have no clue what's going on at the same time. I mean, there's like the whole medical things that I've been dealing with the last couple of months, things are getting some clarity and starting to make some sense, which is good, which hopefully will bring to a solution. You know, on my business or like the things that I'm involved in, I'm feeling these weird pull and push of like, I want to be doing this, I don't want to be doing this. I like, Ooh, so much confusion. I've been trying to just go with the flow, right? And just kind of take it in and notice and listen and not, push any kind of action and see where this all leads me, because I feel like I have no clue. I'm trying to put into words what it is that I need, because I'm not sure.
That's okay. I'm
that I need
through.
Because
I'm hearing it through your words. You're good.
But that's just kind of, it's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
So
like I said, it is a very transformative period of time. So it does feel like all the greatness and all the shit has just all gotten, thrown up in different ways for each and every one of us. And it's starting to settle. And so I use the analogy of this, the Christmas snowball. So everything got shaken up with those two eclipses. And then as things are starting to settle, and they are now as of today, we're starting to really, they've been settling, but we're starting to settle. And then where's the path through that is the next step. And this new moon is going to help us with that. Also, I want to encourage you to revisit, I don't want to talk about this now. I'll talk about it now. It's a good time to revisit your vision. And I may do something with you all on this, actually. Not today, but I may actually do something on this with you. To revisit your vision, we're mid-year, and to reconnect, because the way we do vision is we get down to really the essence of things and, that deep essence, but how that shows up can look differently, right? So you might have had some, so if you go back and look at your vision, it's got some inspired actions, but it's got the deep core feelings. It's got the deep intention with it, and how that you thought that was going to express in the first 6 months, you went through your evolution. This is for all of you. And then as it is expressing and it's going to, what's the next 6 months? So I encourage you to look back at that. And again, I'm going to bring something to you all around that here in the very near future. So for you, Tova, keep in mind that you're in this great cycle of the teacher visionary now. And so before you, when you were in the cycle of Rahu in the magician, it was just like turmoil after turmoil. So Jupiter, when we get into April of 2022, you're going to have your Jupiter return, and it is going to shine light on your world in a whole new way. Where we are now is because the teacher is an Aquarius and now it's retrograde, it's actually going to go back to Capricorn for a short time, September to November, and then it'll come back into Aquarius again. But that's your 12th house. That's the house of relinquishment. That's the highest house of spirituality. So I know it doesn't sound like the, bring me the man, bring me the money, but it can be. It's as long as what you are attending to is really that deeper place, that spiritual work, then you're in alignment with what your soul is most focused on. Now you are running, it's third cycle down, but you are running Saturn at another level, which is community for you, which is also 12th house for you. So there is this, there's a disillusionment with the 12th house. It's a place of it can also be foreign travel. It's otherworldly in that way. It's also pleasures of the bed. It is, it can mess with your sleep for sure during this part of the cycle. But for you, it's a soul expansion. It's a spiritual expansion. It's the guru. It's Jupiter. It's the teacher there. And that is you. So you're being called into a deeper level of your own spirituality. You were in survival for a while. And, we're always all in survival at some level, right? And whatever I'm saying to Tova, just keep in mind, there's always something in this for you. But now, once survival is taken care of, and we can always take care of survival more, but then we have the bandwidth to attend to our spirituality. If you're just, you think about people in times gone past, or people that are living in the world right now that are at such a survival rate, they don't even have time to think about their spirituality. They don't have the bandwidth for that, but we all, I don't care what we all, where you are at, you do. And that's what you're being called to. And it does have, for you, it's like spiritual visionary, spiritual teacher, There's a part of that that it's time for you to embrace at a whole nother level. As we come into April of 22 and Jupiter comes back to return for you, it owns that placement. It's a Ahimsa Yoga. We'll talk about that more then. It's for everybody, it's going to shine extra grace because it's Jupiter's placement on that part of your chart, which is Pisces, but it is your ascendant. It's you. So you're getting prepared for what you're stepping into next year. So this is about, I think that's enough for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. 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 And I'm really glad you're getting down to the health stuff. Feel free to write me a note and share with me what's going on. Okay. Awesome.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. All right. Laura, did you want to hop on?
Sure. Cause I got to hop off a little early. Yeah. So I got to the recap, the monthly recap yesterday, and I was like, oh, this is intense. Cause mine's between also my 6th and 12th houses with Capricorn and Cancer. So just a lot going on. And I feel like the last few days, kind of like we were saying, like, I feel like I'm in kind of like my stomach's kind of been in knots. Things have been kind of like shifting around. And so I'm actually going camping this weekend for the first time in like 20 something years. So I'm going to be kind of off the grid, which I think is maybe a good thing.
It's a great thing. I actually got my new camp pad. That's great. New tent this year. Cause we camp with the kids, that's about the only time we camp, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking like maybe some time in nature is what's needed right now. And just kind of like slowing down a little bit and sort of taking things a little bit more, at ease and so on and so forth. So yeah, but 6 and 12 houses are pretty intense because that's like the surrender and then also like the wealth and work and things like that. So those are two pretty,
it's pretty intense. And she's speaking into what in the update, what I talked about the opposition we have with Mars and Venus in Cancer and then opposing strong Saturn, who's going to win the show because Saturn is in Capricorn. It owns Capricorn. It's as strong as it can be. And Mars is actually not so strong in Cancer. So, and sixth house is a wealth house, but it is the effort you put in. And the reason it's health and healing too, which is interesting, is because health, healing, and disease, it's because when you overwork, that affects your health. If you put children to work in countries where they do and they have slave labor of children, those children actually, we only have so much energetic currency in a day. So they actually don't develop correctly because they're being, even if we make children use their minds too much too early of an age for what their mental capacity really is, because we think they should be in their heads, they end up with other physical problems because, again, it takes energy to develop and grow. So anyway, it's a very interesting house. So you do have to watch, Saturn's keeping you, structured and really restructuring you. And I think you've done a beautiful job of that and, continue with the trainings and continue working in that way because I have a really strong Saturn. So there is that structured quality. Be careful of, so being a solar type that you are, the sun's been in a pretty okay place, but mentally it can be too busy, which also can wear on you. And because Mars is such a strong planet for you as well, it's your ninth house lord, it's divine purpose, it's that engineer. And you were born with a Mars Saturn together. Those of
I
you
saw who that.
Have it together, yeah. Or how I have it opposite, it's this rebellious quality and you kind of have born with a bit of that push pull in it, You know this dynamic, but you have to be like, Mars won't win in this. So you have to really, okay to Saturn, okay to Shani. Oh, Jennifer's laughing. Okay. That's a whole inside joke she and I have. She can tell you about that. You want to just really, I think going camping is really great for you now, reconnecting to nature. As of the 21st, we'll get Mars moving onto your ascendant and you're going to get fired up. You all are going to get fired up as we come into the 21st of this month and beyond, with Mars a couple of months going to be in Leo and that fire is going to come back. So we all want it to go quicker. I want it to go quicker at times. Or be more direct or all of those things. And that's the sort of the impatience of kind of where Mars is right now. that part of us that we've already should have been there. But remember, that's only the mind. Remember that we are transformation over a lifetime. We're evolution and growth over a lifetime. So if you look at your weeks and you go, oh, well, geez, I only worked out once this week. And I said, I work out three times. But if you looked at the whole month and you counted the days you worked out, you know, it'd be more maybe on balance. We have to be so careful of what our culture tells us and really coming to things from our, from the feminine that we are, which is so much more inclusive. So the more we accept ourselves and the parts of ourselves that feel irritated or that we're rejecting, the more right now we're really being called to embrace those parts of ourselves and bring them back to the party. As I like to say, everybody's welcome at the party. And that includes when you're looking at other people. And this is, you know, this happens in with the feminine. I think you are all experience this and are all well versed in this, both, but where we compare ourselves or we somebody triggers us because of what they're doing, or you know, how much money they said they made, or we think we should be there, or whatever it may be. Just that's just us looking at a part of ourselves we have not embraced. And that's one of the things I didn't want to talk about you guys today. And I don't know why it came up with you, Laura, but it did. So just notice the parts of ourselves.
Well, that happened to me yesterday. So that's okay. Kind of wild.
Well, this was coming up. So were you being reactive? Okay.
Yeah. No, someone I know was like talking about their business and how far they've gotten. And I'm like, you know, I was doing the comparison thing like, oh, dude, like I'm not there. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of funny you said that. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, it's up. And the thing is that comparison, what does it do? It makes us shrink, right? The more we can cheer for each other, the more we can go, oh my God. And even if we see someone who is, okay, they're bragging maybe about their business, because that's the example here. And maybe we know that they're not integrity in some way. That can really get us too. But what if we flip it and we look and we go, how cool is it that they can still succeed in that way, yet they have to clean up this part of themselves and those things coexist? How many parts of ourselves do we still have to clean up? And where are we successful too? So that those things coexist within us, and we have, the more we allow them to coexist in each other, the more we can allow them to coexist within ourselves too. And not, oh, and then, you know, be careful of your homing device to look for, because we do it, look for where we're going to not measure up, because that's why we sort of land on those places. Does that make sense to everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that. Great. Who's next?
I'll go. I don't have a lot. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's actually been not as bad as I had anticipated, given everything going on. And I feel letting go is not letting go in the way I would have expected. And I don't know how to explain that fully, but I'm at a stage where things I've held on to for, like, maybe it's beliefs of things like that I've known are wrong, but they still, you know, it's my, but whatever you call it, Prema, when I always say but or whatever I say something that I know that but or something.
They cancel out, you know?
Yeah,
but.
That's it. Like all those things that I've known, but I had the but, it's like, why bother? Sure, I don't like this. I don't believe in this, but okay, why not try it? Or
why bother with the but? I like that.
Yeah, why bother with the but? I mean, and so even like sitting here and looking at everyone's pictures, someone just said something to me today about my book. And I was like, no. And then I'm like, you know what? I have to somehow get a picture of me with my curly hair, which I'm trying to get comfortable with, and maybe put that on here instead of one of my frame pictures. And I do need new pictures, but that's not in the budget right now. But I just feel like I'm shedding things that I held on to that I knew were holding me back, but for whatever reason, I was letting them. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
No, that's exactly how this energy works. It's like, it's work. Here's the difference, Anne. I'm glad that you brought this up. So there's the difference between things falling away and us trying to release things. You know, when a flower, you know, gets to full bloom, it's just amazing, you know, but a day passed, it starts to let go. Within a day or two, those petals, you don't have to try to pull them off like they're just going to let go. There's nothing they have.
Well, it's kind of what's happening. Yeah.
And it's a much easier process. And what it takes to be in that kind of letting go is surrender. Well, one or two things. Well, surrender, that's a choice to surrender. Surrender that you've arrived at, which is really where you are, or surrender that's just imposed on you because things are just, it's beyond you trying to hold anything up.
Yeah, I don't know which it is, to be honest, anymore. It could be a little of both.
Could be a little of all, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, things, and I don't know if this pathway I'm going down, I have this 3-month thing, I'm part of this group, it's all about taking your leadership. For most of the people don't have leadership. They have businesses that are between 1 and 5 million. I've convinced the guy a bunch of, I don't need to say what, anyhow. And I'm part of this group. They are so generous, so kind. And I've said to him, I know everything you're saying, but I haven't done it. I've known it. And I'm reflecting on things we've done to build business with my design partner in the UK. And we're sort of mocking ourselves and making fun of ourselves, you know, oh, we did this email that did this and that, all those things. And they didn't respond. So we're like, fuck you. You don't want to work with us. We're not going to follow up again. Or it takes too much effort to follow up again. And I'm committing to this 16-day pipeline building thing. I don't have a list. Everyone else has a list. And I just don't care. I really just.
Good. Like, this is so good for you.
I'm just going to do this. And when, you know, you and I had the thing you sent me the other day, I was like, wow, maybe there is a job for me out there. But I can't be what I said to the woman I work with who interviews more than I do and interviews for jobs that she is so not interested in, which I'm like, she's like, it's a salary. I'm like, oh yeah. And you're going to be really happy two days after you start there. But I just said to her, I said, look, I'm stopping interviewing. If someone calls me and invites me, that's great. I am just done. I'm tired. I'm not committed to anything in this. It's like, I get my hopes up, my hopes go down. I'm final candidate on so many big things and then they never hire anyone. It's like, I just can't do it anymore. I'm just going to commit to 3 months to try to make something happen with 164th. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, I'm sure something, it's going to lead to something. So that
is absolutely perfect. Being open to being invited is definitely more the feminine way, which doesn't mean we just sit back and do nothing. We absolutely.
Well, exactly. And actions. I think that's the struggle I've been dealing with the past, like 6 months. I've been thinking a lot about pushing versus invitations.
Okay. So that's masculine, feminine, just exactly like those two words, just push is masculine, invitation is feminine.
And I make things happen, but it's a struggle to make them happen. And then they don't happen.
That's all.
I know. And then they don't happen. So that's why I'm just like,
let me speak into this for a moment. Cause this is a really great learning point for everybody. So invitation is being invited is very much more the feminine energy. Pushing is way more masculine. Yes, you can push, but push is force. Invitation is power. I can do a whole thing on here, but what does it take to be invited? What does it take to be for number one is you have to be someone who's receptive to an invitation. And the way I teach sales is it's the feminine art of invitation. It's you have to be in a disposition that you're in receivership. That's how you get chosen. That's how you get invited. So our door has to be open for invitations. But if we're too busy pushing and doing, then we are, masculine energy is more forceful, more penetrating. I mean, there is a sacred masculine, but we are not in receivership in that. We're I know, and I go, and that's not in, oh, allow me to be invited. So feminine energy is very, very different in that way. Feminine energy is energy first. Remember what we're doing in our work together underneath everything, life and business from the inside out. It is energy first. And that's why we even talk about and slice and dice it in masculine and feminine. It's energy first. So you have to attend to the energy first, and then take the inspired actions from there. And they have to be inspired actions. Otherwise they're just back into the realm of force. So, Anne, I like where you're at, because you've been stripped away and you've tried and you've pushed or whatever to finally you've submitted, or you have surrendered, which is really a beautiful thing.
I surrendered to a point. I still periodically go back, but I'm watching myself. And I'm letting go of the stories of certain things. And yesterday I found myself back in a negative story, but I think, and I don't know why I did it. After I said, I was like, why did I do this? And I think why the message is clear with me with this group is they're all agency owners in my space. Most of them are do something different, but it's, I should say, and it's very much caged in all this business stuff that makes me feel comfortable, and marketing language that makes me feel comfortable. And also it's costing me nothing. He's like invited me as this test trial. It's just, I feel like all these things are sort of bouncing. Today I got an invitation from someone to send my resume and have a conversation with people they're looking to put on boards. It's not big boards, but I don't think I'm going to do it because it has a pretty high fee. And I certainly at this moment don't have flexibility with finances to do that. And actually it's not a high fee compared to a lot of these things. It's a low fee, but for me, it's a high fee. Yet I'm still going to have the conversation with the woman. What can it have hurt? Okay. I've sent her my resume. I'm just, these things are starting to come in a little bit without me reaching out.
Okay. So here's your, I'm going to pause you just because just hang on.
No, that's okay. And then I can shut up.
You have to shut up. So so all of this is good, but you're going to continue to experience some of more of what you, if you want to quicken this pathway.
Yes, please.
If you want to have this be more of a, you have to continue to take your mind out of it. And you just told me again, a lot of things, and then you put the qualifier on it. And that's where you put the masculine energy on it. And that's where you put the judgment on it. And you've come a long way, and that's a great thing. And we all do this at some level, okay? But when you do that, when we do that, when we put the qualifier on it, and all the things, you know, yeah, well, it's this and, but it's that too. And, you know, yeah, I've got invited, but you know, all of that, it's this constant, it's a constant canceling out at some level, and it doesn't allow you to stand fully in the stream. Oh, I'm in the stream. Yeah, but you know, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm in the stream. Yeah, but I'm not. It's the start stop energy, and it's the part of you and the part of us, because we all reflect each other here, that still hasn't embraced where you are and really made peace with where you are. And when you do, and you're doing it at your own pace, and that's fine, you're right where you need to be. But when you really make peace with where you are and see that as the exciting next step, or just as like the logical next step, without having to judge it, that it should be something else, or that it's, you know, oh, but this is free or whatever it is. When you stop doing that, you'll be able to stand fully in the energy and so much, and you'll be more firmly on your path, and you will receive so much more.
I can see that. And to be honest, right now I'm not comfortable in either spot, and I resort back to that thing that qualifies it. And I'm not comfortable saying it, yet I'm not comfortable just standing there.
Okay, so here's how to close the gap with that. So hear me out here. And this is everybody. You're not going to be comfortable where it's new and different. You're never going to be comfortable where it's new and different. Yeah. Get used to it. You're looking for comfort in all the wrong places. Look for comfort on your pillow, in your bed. Look for comfort in the arms of your man. Look for comfort in the hot bath. Do not look for comfort in coming here sometimes, but you're also going to get uncomfortable coming here, because I'm going to keep calling you and calling all of us out. That's my job. you're not going to be comfortable. And that, that one foot in, one foot out, if we could make, the more you could make peace with, okay, redefining, let me just write this down because I should do a whole piece on this, redefining uncomfortability. Because it's the new normal. Like, you're not changing, you're not growing if you're totally comfortable. There's ways that we change and transform and grow that feel less uncomfortable than others, or are exciting enough that we're willing to take that exhilaration, which is uncomfortable too, but it's got a different brand of that. But when we're stepping into what's new, but we're hanging on to the dock with all our life and our ship is trying to sail, but we're hanging on, we're white knuckling it over on the cleat here. I remember my son fell off the dock, thank God, a life jacket on. It's his birthday today, but when he was two, arm hanging onto the cleat, thank God. But that, you know, not going off of this path, there's no way I'm going. When we're willing to let go, and as we talked about in the beginning of you, of the conversation you brought, that letting go, that stripping away that just happens because there's really no choice anymore, and you just get tired, and then it just, but we don't have to go that far. We want to get excited about new and different. And the fact that we don't feel comfortable, I have felt like just so uncomfortable in my skin in the last 2 weeks in a way I can't barely describe to you. And what I'm excited about is there's just a whole nother layer of me, like, you know, shedding and coming through, and it's been uncomfortable. But when we can live with the uncomfortable, and this is the piece I want to close with you, Anne. It's a piece I brought up earlier with when I was talking to Laura. And I think when I was talking to Dora. So when we can live with, okay, I'm uncomfortable, and this is new and different. And it's not that we have to, this all has to get comfortable before I step into what's new. It's that, yeah, I'm going to be uncomfortable, and I'm excited for what's new. And can I let this happen? It's just like fear, as Elizabeth Gilbert said so well, fear is always going to be with us, but we're going to let fear ride in the back seat. Fear doesn't get to change the radio. Fear doesn't get to make any decisions, but it's coming along for the ride. Uncomfortability is coming along for the ride, but it doesn't get to make your choices. We have to learn to have both at the same time.
So just one thing, and then I'll close. I've said in this program that I'm really not comfortable with what you're asking me to do, but I'm going to figure out my way to make sure I do it, number one. But number two, this morning, and I just never got around to it because I've been on calls all day, I was going to post on Facebook with Mensima and the alignment that being in alignment is feeling uncomfortable in something, because that's how I've been feeling the past 2 weeks, is I feel more aligned, yet I'm uncomfortable. And it felt paradoxical, but it felt right.
Okay, so that's a great example of what I'm talking about. Both, let both exist. The feminine, we have to let both exist at the same time. It's masculine, it's polarized when we're it's got to be one or the other. The feminine, we have the breath, we have the space for all of that. So
The difference between uncomfortable and doing versus being.
Yeah, okay, but I don't want to lose this. This is super important for everybody. That doesn't mean you do things that are uncomfortable and you know in your being it's the wrong thing. It's out of alignment. It's uncomfortability, but you're telling yourself the truth, which is the basis of our work, and that you're trusting yourself and you know it's in alignment, even though you're uncomfortable. That's the distinction. But if you're uncomfortable, like doing another business strategy, this happened to me this year, and all of a sudden I just started to recoil and I had to really look at it, and no, it wasn't for me. And as soon as I stepped out of it, I felt not just a comfort, but it was okay. Like, I'm back on my path. Mm-hmm. So there's a distinction there in the uncomfortability that we have to is this in alignment with my path? Is this in alignment? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm uncomfortable, but it is in alignment with my path. Yeah, great conversation. Thank you, Anne. Who's talking to us next? Hi, Jennifer.
Hey there, how are you?
Good, good to see you, my dear.
Good. It was me that was on the phone with the 301. I had trouble getting into Zoom. So I heard everything you said, but I was just tardy to the party.
No worries.
So June, my birthday month, was a very, 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 very long but interesting, learning, exciting month. So since we're talking about things falling away, so I had to take Roxy to Gainesville at the beginning of June to get her pacemaker checked. And we made a trip from Gainesville. So that was bringing present me. And the other thing is I'm going to frame all of this is that I've been working on being present for several months now. So I took present Jennifer and present Roxy and present new boyfriend Dave to Gainesville. And then we went to Cedar Key, which just got hit by the hurricane today. But that was a good experience because we just all got to hang out and it was relaxing. And then for my birthday week, I took present me back to New Smyrna, which is where I lived when I was married. And it was the first time that I had been back in almost a year. And it was really enlightening because I had been talking to Prema about, like, a couple of months ago, I had expectations of that it would be a difficult process, but it wasn't. I drove over the bridge past where I would turn to go to my old house, and I felt like nothing, not like numb, just nothing. And it was good. And I didn't run into my ex, and I hung out with my sorority sisters, and I took Roxy, and everybody loved Roxy. And so for me, it was the past that I held on to in that place fell away, and I could be present me in there and only have it be like a town where I was going to visit friends. So that was huge. And then I came back and I went fishing, which I do for my birthday when I can. COVID year, I couldn't. But so I took Dave and his son and myself. We went to Key Largo, and the present us went fishing with the fishing guide, who's my friend, but was also friends in my married life. He was the captain of the boat. Well, and Prem, I haven't told you about this because it was a little wordy, but what happened was, and we were scheduled to fish for 2 days, and the captain's name is George, and he didn't respond. So there was like an issue. Like, he didn't respond like he normally would or whatever. So we just showed up at the boat in the morning we were supposed to go. And oh my goodness, I had last seen him 2 years ago, and totally different person. Probably we can talk about it offline, but his decline of his, and he's younger than me, and I just turned 53, only by a couple of years, but this vibrant, you know, fishing Michigan, you know, salt to the earth dude, was just so broken. He got bit by a fish, and it turns out he got blood poisoning. And so he couldn't move his hand. So we went out to cast bait and a net for bait, and he couldn't do that. And he almost fell over. So we ended up, and he didn't want to disappoint me because we were friends. And I'm like, George, we're just going to go in. You should have said something, right? But so what I learned, and then, so we went in, and he went to the doctor, got, you know, diagnosed with the blood poisoning, whatever. But then, so Dave and Blake and I went to a fishing supply store because they're plentiful in the Keys, bought our own fishing rods, and went out, and I had a 100-pound grouper fishing off a bridge. I couldn't reel it in, but anyhow. But what I learned from that, yeah, I wish I could have got it to the bridge, but I couldn't. But what I learned from that was, and I didn't make the reservation with George with this in mind, but I tried to take my present to the past, and it wasn't meant to be. And then when we all went off and did our own stuff, you know, we had fun and whatever. So that was a letting go. And what Dave and I had talked about is, we're going to go to the Keys because we both like it. And he grew up in Key West, and we drove down there one day too. But what we decided was that I don't have to go to Key Largo anymore. I like Key Largo, but there are other places that I can go, and I can let George and that whole experience fall away. So that is June.
And that, so then there's more aligned choice. If you're present, When you're being present, there may be more aligned choices. So to really check in, yes, when you're looking at things that are from the past, great. That which is also a great distinction again around comfortability and all of that. And sometimes we don't know until we're in it. So that's great. Yeah, great, great.
Well, the awareness that I got like right away, I was like, oh, okay, universe, I hear you. So I'm gonna go, you know, next time we're gonna go over here. Y'all know that I started a new job too. Well, it's gonna go permanent. And since it's the government, so for July and a little bit of the end of June, I feel like I'm at the rodeo riding the bull, staying on for way longer than 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And like, woo. There's, yeah. I have to, because when I first got hired by the government, like 15 years ago, I wasn't married. So they don't have the whole background check thing under my, my single name. And, you know, 15 years has gone by. So I have to do all of, and this position is also, I need a security clearance. So there's a shit ton of paperwork. Electronic, but still a shit ton of paperwork that needs to be filled out. And none of it's a big deal. It's just, I got to focus on doing the next right thing.
Got to go through the paces.
And,
yep.
And, you know, ride the bull. So I got to fill out this paperwork. They're going to interview people because of the security clearance. I have to go get fingerprinted, which I'm doing Friday. And then I got to go get drug tested on Monday, and I got 8 days to send my fingerprints to Atlanta. And it's none of it's a big deal. It's just, I feel like I'm on the bull, like, what are we doing today? What's going to come in? And then there's doing the work of the new job, which is, it's interesting, but it's a lot. And I'm still learning drinking from the fire hose. Cause you know,
the magician in the house of career, baby. We knew this
is that what it is?
Yeah, remember we knew this was there's gonna be changes in it, but it's gonna be a ride. It's gonna be a ride. And you're, you know, hanging onto the bull. That's a, you know, and we can talk more. You have a session tomorrow, but I do want to also celebrate the fact that you, as of the 25th of June, you just graduated Saturn. You graduated Saturn and Saturn didn't kill you. Hallelujah. Those haven't been in Saturn yet. You don't know what you, but anyway, you're in Mercury now. And as you just come into Mercury, Mercury is, and you have a very strong retrograde Mercury in your 11th house in Gemini. It owns that placement. And it's today transitioning in there. So that's a nice way to come into a new cycle. When we come into a new cycle and the planet is trashed, we're like, okay, I thought I was going into the new thing, but you kind of got to slug through it. But Mercury will keep throwing a lot of different things at you. You're doing well, being present and, you know, presence and the alignment. And I know you don't love all this, you know, none of us would love going through the whole security process and everything. And I know you don't love this. And it's so interesting that you work for the government or whatever, but there's, you know, there's something in that for you, you know, your willingness to just shed everything else and walk the path you need to walk to take the next, you know, to take the next step and trust the process. The magician's going to continue to have its way with you in career, keep bringing you good stuff, but it always complicates things. That's the thing about the magician. The magician's a drama king and because he isn't more math, you know, drama queen and can be complicated, also brings all kinds of great stuff. You know, too. So you always get the whole mixed bag. So just keep your blinders on, you know, and do what you got to do. And you'll come out the other side. Yeah, absolutely. You're doing great though.
And the last thing is I'm still making literal and physical space in my dwelling, in our dwelling. So like literally, I just before I got on the call, I'm like moving a table that was here so that Dave can bring his wine rack that he's had for 20 years. And he's like, this has moved more than most people I know in the 20 years, right? Because he was in the military or whatever. And I'm like, literally, and I had to make space in the garage and he's got his workshop in there now and that's great. And we hung bikes and have enough room to put the mini in there for the hurricane. So, I mean, that's all good. And I'm just, you know, woohoo, riding the bull.
Riding the bull, just make, you know, you just attending to your self-care no matter what, so that you can stay present. That's the name of the game. And just, you know, just stay present to what you need to stay present to. Yeah. You're mm-hmm. And I know you're.
And one other thing that are we rescheduling for Friday? You said tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, but yeah.
Anyway, I'll message you about that.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, I'm good.
Okay.
Good to see you, ladies. I know I've been absent.
Great to have you here. Hi. Karen, Kiki. Kiki, you're on the ferry, aren't you? Either of you want to hop on?
I think it might be a little loud, so I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Can you? Okay. Well, you know, I feel weird talking with a mask on.
It's reality. We've all been there, okay?
So it's interesting you're talking about being triggered, because I felt triggered this morning by somebody. And since I'm trying to develop this practice of doing a feelings check-in, I did that. And I was reminded, like, of the most important step after the feelings check-in was to, like, ask myself what I needed. And I just decided I didn't want to be in my apartment to just sit there and ruminate. And I decided to, like, get up and, like, get on the ferry and change my environment. And, you know, that felt better. And then, of course, the person who I felt triggered by called me while I was on the ferry. But I did something new and different, because he was like, "What's up? Your voice sounds weird. Are you okay?" And usually I'd be like, "No, I'm fine, whatever, you know." But I was just like, "Yeah, I feel a little triggered." And he said, "By me?" And I said, "Yes." And as I actually able to articulate it, you know, without not a lot of blame or, you know, anything, but it felt really powerful and, like I said, new and different to just be able to say what was bothering me.
That's great. Like, you know, especially someone's asking you, like, just to own it without having to make it wrong, bad, or any, you know, just this is here right now. That's a great step.
Yeah. And I thought I was going to get this barrage of, like, you know, that person getting mad or, you know, accusing me of something that, sorry.
It's okay.
He was actually pretty understanding about it. So,
you know, when it's amazing when we stay in our truth, what it resonates for others. You know, if we come to our truth, but we have a whole lot of blame or a whole lot of projection going on or assumption, then we're going to attract that. But if we can just be squeaky clean in our truth, even if it's uncomfortable, and a lot of what we've talked about is uncomfortability today, then we can resonate that in someone else. Truth touches a different part of people, especially when we're not in the blame conversation. So that's liberating. That's great. And there are times when, you know, someone might ask us and we feel like they're triggered too. And we might say, you know, yeah, I am triggered, but it feels like that, you know, that you might be too triggered to actually, you know, hear this right now. So, you know, there's different ways that we express, but it is taking a risk. And even if we express how we feel and it doesn't land for someone else, and we don't have to react to that, it just, you know, it just is. So a lot of liberation there for you. That's great.
Yeah. And it felt like a really good way, you know, like, I think in last week I said something about, you know, being someone who advocates for herself. So, like, regardless of what the outcome was, you know, I felt like, oh, I finally get to say, like, what's true for me, like you said, my truth. And it's just not something that I do typically. So it was a good experience.
You know, you're in the you are in Saturn's cycle, and, you know, the advocate is not a archetype we talk a lot about, but I'd encourage you to read up or do the advocate training. It's one of Saturn's archetypes as well. And as you just said, advocate for herself, for yourself. There's something you can glean from that. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Karen, do you want to share anything today?
Yeah, I can share quickly that I'm really feeling grateful for the new roommate who's stepping in.
Oh, that's wonderful. See?
Yep.
I know it took longer than you wanted, but it's we're past the eclipses. It's at a good time.
Yes, exactly. So that's very good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm just not doing good right at this moment.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. You're still welcome to the party, honey.
Yes, I'm like got a migraine and nauseousness at the same time.
So, you know, be easy with yourself, of course, as you're doing, because that's how it passes quicker. So
I always agonize about, you know, if I'm going to cancel clients or something, it just agonize about it. But I got to probably do that today.
So. Yeah. You know, look at where you can shift, you know, shift them to, and just, you know, you got to do what you got to do. There's, you know, you just bucking the tide here is probably not.
Yes. So that's basically kind of it for me.
Okay. But I want to celebrate the fact that I know it was not easy for you to wait for the perfect timing for the roommate. You had to really work with yourself, and you did really well because you kept working with yourself on it. And now you get to celebrate. It just, the timing was not, before this was not right. And so you allowed yourself to not have to go through another challenging situation around it. You waited till the, not waited, but you were just patient until the right situation dropped in, as patient as you could be. So, so good work on that. And I hope you take that as the lesson, really see the wisdom. Anytime we go through something and we look back, you know, whether it was a trauma we went through, whether it was something difficult, but if we can go back and look and say, okay, what's the wisdom I can glean from that? What's the wisdom? I think that it'd be good while you're relaxing today and feeling better, is just if you could just journal a little bit about that. What's, you know, because this is how we train ourselves up for the future, knowing what we know now, that things actually do work out. It's just not always in the right time, in the timing our mind thinks it should be. All right, everybody, what a great call. Thanks for bringing everything that you did. Thanks for bringing yourselves, those of you listening in to the replay, lots of juicy tidbits. And for all of you, I encourage you to go back and listen to this. There was just lots of pieces I could have talked about, you know, through a whole training on, and I may. So, So again, love you all. You're amazing. Stay with it. You're doing really great. You really, really are. You really, really are. See how, you know, and how you beautifully reflect, different parts of each other. And Sima couldn't be here today. She was, dealing with a basement, some kind of a water issue at her house, but she sends her love as well. And, and she's been very consistent with posting for the alignment challenge. Keep up with the alignment challenges. We keep moving forward, however that works for you. And, it's just always a blessing to be with all of you. So much love. Bye, everybody.